Let us now rise as we share the second part of the Athanasian Creed, and we also share our prayers today.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Christian faith to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made nor created nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but received.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity.
But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man.
He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age.
Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether. Not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead.
Ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Christian faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord God, you have graciously revealed yourself to us as one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of the creeds that teach us to confess you, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Let us never cease to confess this faith in the Holy Trinity, giving glory always to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Heavenly Father, look with favor upon the mission fields here and abroad. Let new congregations take root and flourish, that through them the Spirit may bring the lost to the joy of faith in Christ. Be with all missionaries and their families, sustaining them in challenging times. Help us to support them with our prayers and in sharing those gifts you have poured out for us in abundance. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, send your Spirit of comfort to all who are suffering physical or mental illness, those who are grieving, lonely, or heavy-hearted. Especially, Lord, this day for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Warren, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Sandy, Don, Dottie, Robert, Quinn and Emmett, also for Art's family today, and for Wally and Jenny. Restore health where you see fit. Remember them in your mercy and give them patience in their tribulation. Remind them of the goodness of your grace and your ever-abiding faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you provide schools and teachers for faithful instruction and dedicated learning. Receive our thanks for the knowledge gained by those who are now graduating. Remember today especially Casey, Clark, Justin, Kai, and Noah. As they continue to learn and grow, grant them your Holy Spirit, that their talents and abilities may be used for your glory and as a blessing to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the congregation may be seated. We have a very appropriate ending choral anthem, Hold On to the Rock.